With science reading, we are all Trayvon Martin, and just as it's not blind, we are watching. Dozens donned hoodies in support of the gunned-down teen, and some clutched Skittles and iced tea bottles. The crowd shouted, "We want justice, we want it now," as each speaker took the mic. Kansas Justice Advocate President Mary Dean told the crowd, despite the acquittal, Zimmerman should have to face a civil suit for killing 17-year-old Martin.
We don't want him to believe and think that it's over, because it ain't over. We want racial profiling to end in the city and across the country against black and brown.
Kevin Harrison agrees things have to change.
I'm 44 and I'm born and raised in Wichita, but I've been racially profiled from the time I start driving. I've been getting pulled over for no reason.
Dewan Wash, member of the Justice for Trayvon Coalition, says he's been in touch with the Martin family. He told the crowd the injustice has to stop.
It means that on today we call, write, or email our legislators and take out our angers on these laws that are designed to allow these type of killings to occur. On laws that allow us to be stopped and frisked without cause. Black men, we deserve more than to be written off so easily, and it is up to us to ensure that we are not.
The Justice Department says it's reviewing evidence in the Zimmerman case to determine whether criminal civil rights charges are warranted. Zimmerman's supporters say the trial is over and the verdict needs to be accepted. For KMUW News, I'm Carla Echols.